That's not true.
We grown.
We grown.
That's not true. That's we not grown. True.
So, really so if y'all feeling if y'all yeah, feeling each other, first date and she wanted to go down, are you gonna let it go down?
Fuck
am I gonna let it go down?
No, because I know some people like,
it depends on the vibe, though. If both of the vibe, like you said, the both of the vibe there, yeah. Then fuck it, let's do it.
Right.
Like, shit, I want to test that ride out. You want to test this ride out? And shit, after this ride, after both of us get tested, it's like, well, shit, do I want to double back?
Exactly. Don't waste time.
Or is that nigga just like, that nigga just cute? You know,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. So
it was the face.
Like, we grown, man. There ain't no reason to that 90 day rule shit don't work.
No, I'm just asking. You know, because you know, like I said, we've all heard it before. If I on the first date, I'm you gonna think I'm a hoe.
Nah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I wanted the ladies to hear from some guys that's not how we think.
Nah. Yeah. Nah. I mean. I don't think that's how we think. Is that how we think? Hold on.
I don't think so.
I mean, that is kind of easy. That's kind of easy, but okay.
Hold on. So you think you sleep with a girl on the first date is easy? Like she's easy?
Yeah, I think that's easy. Yeah, that's easy.
Okay. Why?
Ain't nothing wrong with easy? Cause she could just be.
She know what she wanted. Like.
Because I also seen this on a movie. I think it was a movie with Gabrielle Union. Yeah. She said you didn't think about the fact I got you on the first date. So are you easy?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely easy. I'm cool with that. Yeah, that's fine with me. I have no shame.
Bitch, let me touch my kneecaps.
Let me talk the podcast. Right. We keep it 1,000 because 100 ain't enough.
I have no problems with
you
that.
You had no problem with
me. But I think you also run the risk if you delaying sex for a purpose of seeing if a man is really interested in you. It ain't nothing. I mean, they might wait out 3 months and then hit it and leave. Then you don't waste 3 months.
Yeah, you know,
we both
wasted 3 months.
Yeah, you ain't proved nothing.
So let me ask you this. So for you both, how do you show a woman that you're interested? Because earlier you said you don't want to come off as too thirsty.
Nah, yeah.
So how do you show a woman that you're interested in this day and time without being too thirsty, without turning her off? So
yeah,
how do you show a woman you're interested in this day and time?
It's tough because I feel like the man is should be more so looked at as the man is the prize. We put women on pedestals, but really I think we should put the men on the pedestal, especially black men.
That boy especially said we the prime, boy. Yeah. I know, boy, some women right now, but they ain't cussing at this point. Man, fuck that nigga. Tell him they said that. I heard it. My ears started burning. Y'all the prime. What? Go ahead.
Especially
if
if you a black man and you doing well for yourself, you done overcome a lot of obstacles.
Speak, brother.
You done overcame a lot of obstacles. So
speak.
If you at this point, man, you should be giving yourself a pat on the back.
Okay.
And you should be looked at as a prize. And so
we the prize.
As much energy as you thinking about putting into a woman, she should be putting that same energy into you, really, at the end of the day.
Is that how you went into your last relationship? Like you was the prize? Because you said y'all was in school together, so y'all was on kind of like the same level.
So any relationship I've ever been in or any woman I've almost every woman I ever talked to, it was always them feeling my energy, and they just kind of orbit around me, and then it just happened.
I ain't
never been the type that had. I mean, I've definitely walked up to women and had conversations and picked up women, but it's never been me overly doing it. Like I ain't gonna be calling, texting you. I ain't gonna be double texting you. I ain't gonna be doing none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Cause at the end of the day, even if I am trying to get with you, me double texting you, it ain't gonna show me. It's not gonna give you that interested feeling.
Double texting. For those who don't know, what is double texting?
Double texting is just I text you, you don't text back, and then I text you again. Yeah. That ain't gonna happen.
Come on now.
It ain't gonna happen.
I might do it. I mean, you like it, or you might do it once, maybe twice.
Maybe.
Make it. Because we the prize, and it's the face.
Yeah, we
that nigga say he the prize. We the prize.
Well, we should move like that. And when you move like that, you get that energy from women.
Okay. What you got, Sim?
Yeah, I like to basically continue what he's saying. Like he said, we have to hold ourselves like we got our shit together.
Yeah.
Like, we just can't always dumb down to a woman's level and always chase. Mm-hmm. Like, shit, we live in a world now.
Mm-hmm.
You got more women walking up to niggas and proposing to niggas and stuff like, and going after what they want.
Absolutely.
Because they feel that energy from you. Like he said, if you putting that energy out there in the room, you really ain't got to do nothing.
Not a whole, you don't have to have no game, you don't have to have no rap.
You ain't got
to
have no game, you ain't got to say shit.
You can just say, hey, and that's all they need. They gonna make the conversation with you.
But to answer your question, like, how would you pursue a woman in this day and age?
Right. How do you let her? How do you show a woman?
You basically
interest?
like I would show interest in something that she's passionate in. Yeah. Passionate in. Whether absolutely. It's a business that she has, I support. Mm-hmm. Whether it's like I retweet it and stuff like that. Whether she have events, I pop up and stuff like that. Just show support. Show your face at different events and stuff like that, so she can see you at different lights. She can see you in the morning if she got something to do in the morning. If she'd be like, hey, you want to go do this with me? Even though you don't want to fucking do it, you still.
Why you always keep saying that?
I'm just saying.
You might want to do it because you're interested
no,
in it.
No, but you really don't want to fucking do it. When your clock go up, go off at 4:15 in the morning, what you say?
God damn, I got to do this shit again. Exactly. I mean,
so
I do want
to
do
so
it.
So when
though,
she
like
hits you and be like, hey, yeah. come to the mall with me right quick, you be like, fuck, I'm in the middle of 2K.
Yeah. Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But you know that she's going shopping for like an event and something like that, and she respects your opinion
right.
or something like that. Like, for you, sure. like you ain't always got to make yourself available. You can just be like, hey, I can't do it this time, but hey, send me pictures.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. You ain't always got to be in her presence and stuff like that. But like I said, just, you know, don't shut her out completely.
Right, yeah.
You know, have a window where she can climb through every once in a while. Don't let her come through the front door.
Right.
Leave that motherfucking window cracked. Let her come through that window every once in a while.
Oh, but this panel with men and women going to be, this next panel going to be so good. With men and women, oh, this shit going
to
be good.
You don't give her the key to that door until you know you're ready to move on and move in that way.
Exactly.
But like I said, keep that window motherfucking cracked.
And then I don't want.
I know they gonna kill him. I
don't want it to come off like I'm being like you know some type of like arrogant or nothing like that. Dick. Not like that. It ain't that. It's legit.
Oh, you was arrogant when you said it was the face.
No. When I said
you was arrogant then.
When I said show my face, I just want you to see my presence. She gonna let me know if she interested.
You right.
If she don't, she might. If she respond back to your to you inboxing her anything, she interested. Otherwise, you're going to be on red. So that's your key right there. So you can just keep responding. It ain't got to be nothing too forward. It can just be liking something here and there. And you just setting the breadcrumbs. And eventually, they pick it up. But you got to be patient. You can't rush it. You got to be patient. Yeah. I don't let plays run out 6, 7, 8 months before.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? But when you truly busy and you on your purpose, you don't have time to chase
women.
And she got to
understand that you ain't got time that. Because you got to go.
Yeah.
Like, although she wants to go along with the ride, you got to go. It's right. like it's almost like on your show in the morning, the Cho shit, the main question you ask dude is, where you going to take them on their first day?
And the first thing they say is,
where would
you
want to
go? Right, right, right.
That's
right.
terrible.
Like,
that's the worst
a female, like, a nigga to be a thought, like,
take
hey,
charge,
text you, hey, listen, get dressed at 7 o'clock, meet me at motherfucking McDonald's or whatever the case may be.
Wherever it's at.
Right.
Wherever it's at.
Yeah.
And We finna go ahead and do throw rocks.
I mean, you gotta at least have a plan.
But I'm just saying, you gotta have a plan.
Even if it ain't true or official,
you got to
have a plan.
They just
want
to be entertained.
Right.
They just want to be entertained. They just want to know they're being thought about.
Right.
So if you hit them randomly, like after 2 months, be like, hey girl, meet me at motherfucking Freedom Park at 2 o'clock. We just gonna walk around the pond, you know, feed the ducks. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
It's just that time spent. Because that time is important. Time you can't get back once you spend it with that person.
Yeah.
You can't take it back. So you don't want to waste your time with somebody that you're not for to be intimate with or you don't see yourself with.
Right.
Like, I'm just going to tell you, like, baby girl, this is just fuck, and that's it. That's all we about to do.
So let me ask y'all this. Because women talk about this all the time. I wasted my time with him. Did y'all felt like y'all wasted y'all time with a woman? And what was that like? Oh, so you feel like you ain't wasted your time.
I feel like when a woman
4 years of my motherfucking life I can't get back and $30,000.
That's tough.
Bitch, owe me some money. That's my goddamn money.
I think when a woman say they waste that time, that's always funny to me because we spent the same amount of time together.
Right.
Is my time not as valuable as yours?
Right. You probably more valuable. Bitch, you not much.
I'm valuable too.
Right, yeah,
I'm
just kidding. Like, what's that about? But I will say women do have a point as far as like biologically is where if a woman may not have kids at a certain age, they might need something for reals because they want to build a family because they might be running out in that aspect.
Right, I got
so
you.
So in that aspect, a man has time that a woman does not, but
right.
still, time is still limited for everybody. We don't know what's gonna happen tomorrow, or next week. So my time is valuable. Yo, any time that you spent with me, I spent with you, should be valued.
Only time I feel that I wasted her time if she had to look for a babysitter for that little kid. shit like that. And like the shit just didn't hit off right, bro. Like, cause it's hard to find a babysitter these days.
I hate this dude right here, man. Let me talk the podcast. Well, we give it 1,000 cause 100 ain't enough. Single guy panel tonight. Got my man Doc McMillan, got my man Simi, aka Chef Ford. So, speaking of support, how big is that for y'all in relationships? Because y'all both spoke about support, a woman supporting you. So how big is that? Like on a scale of 1 to 10, where does support from your woman lie?
11.
Damn.
Yeah, that's everything. That's everything. If you ain't supporting me, you're not helping me reach where I'm trying to go. You're not helping me fulfill my purpose. You're a distraction.
Boof.
Period.
It's tough.
You're a distraction.
And you the prize. Because you got the face.
Yo, y'all some clown. Well, for real, though. For real, that support is real. It ain't easy. It ain't easy out here, man. It ain't easy out here. So if I'm out here grinding, sometimes you need that little boost every now and again. You do need it.
We for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody get tired. So that's very important. Definitely, it's 11.
Yeah, what about you, Ben?
Definitely, it's 11. Shit, like a 20. Like I said, if you ain't into what I'm into, and that's making, if you're not into my passion, like my passion is cooking. Mm-hmm. You know that. Like, even if you can't cook, like, I'd rather have you there just to taste the food and stuff like that. Like, just be in my presence while I'm doing something I love. Yeah. Because if you're doing something you love, I'm going to be in your presence. Like I said, I may not want to be there.
But she might not want to be there either.
Exactly.
That's
but,
good.
Hey, fake it till we make it.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
Like,
fake it together.
We fake it together. Like, she could be a beautician. I don't want to sit in no damn beauty salon and listen to them motherfuckers gossip about my niggas. But I'm in there. I may be in there sweeping up the floor and stuff like that, like helping her out with her business and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just be interested. Just push me. Don't let me have a down or off day. Like, if I do have an off day, motivate me to go back out there and do it again.
Yeah.
Don't let me ever, like, down talk my passion. And then you just be like, well, babe, you should just find something else to do.
Oh.
Nah, bitch, you should just find another bed.
Let me talk the podcast. Oh, give it 1,000 because 100 ain't enough, man. Single guy panel. Last words. What would y'all say to ladies right now? Like, if y'all was going out trying to find somebody, what would y'all say to them? Like, what would be your word to a lady out there? Like, if you was talking to your daughter or your sister or your auntie or somebody, like, what would you say to ladies getting in the dating game right now? What would you say to them about guys?
So what I say to that is, I don't put no demands on women, because I won't want nobody to put no demands on me as far as how I should act in order to get the person that I think I want. I will say this goes for men and women. It's not just for women. You got to be able to whatever you're looking for, you got to be able to kind of match that. If you want somebody to work out, you got to work out. You want somebody that, you know, like the fish, like to swim, you got to be able to swim. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
at least willing to learn.
Yeah. Like y'all got to match up. So, you know, as long as you're working on yourself as a woman too, you're working on the things that you want to attract in a man, and you making yourself attractive in those areas, then I think it'll work. You won't have to worry about nothing.
You had that polarity.
Polarity.
Yeah. Like, I wasn't listening. I'm in there, baby. I'm in there. I went to college too, nigga.
So basically, to help these young ladies going forward, know your worth. Like, don't get mad about the dudes that you're attracting. Obviously, you're attracting the same dude for some reason.
Right.
It's the energy that you're putting out there.
Exactly.
You got to know your worth. If you don't know your worth, if you don't know your worth and you don't value yourself or respect yourself or have self-esteem, how would you have the next man do the same shit? I can't lift your self-esteem. It's called self-esteem. You got to have this like and love about yourself.
Yeah.
So it's just like, just know your worth, like, and just don't settle for a nigga.
That's what's up. But see, so here's the thing.
And make sure you got $20.
Here's the thing, though, with the ladies, because ladies will say that, I know my worth. But you can have a guy who's into you and who do everything that he's supposed to do. Yeah. And you'll be like, or a female will be like, I know my worth. I can't be with him because he ain't 6 feet, or he got this going on, or he got that going on. But to me, it's all, and I said this to a girl before. She was talking about, she was in the barbershop, and she was talking about a dude. And I was like, well, how does he treat you? Does he treat you well? She was like, yeah. I was like, so Like, what's the problem? Because to me, it's always, how does somebody treat me? Like, if you treat me like I'm good, you support me, you support my moves, I support your moves. To me, it's always been the treatment. That's well, that's worth more than anything to me.
Yeah, and see, like my sister, she's been married for going on like 12 years. Her husband used to just, like, her and her roommate used to be college roommates, and she was dating his brother.
Yeah.
He used to come over and sit on her couch, didn't talk or nothing like that. She was dating drug dealers, dating all type of niggas. But whenever she had car problems, problems with her air conditioner, any problems, she called Scott. Mm-hmm. And he came. And then, you know, it was finally like she realized, like, damn, whenever I'm in a bind, I done called all these other niggas and they ain't never pick up the phone. But he always give me the same energy, and he never gave me the attitude when he gave me the same energy.
Yep.
Now you've been married for 13 years.
What's
you know
up?
What I'm saying?
He
like the dude, like I said, the dude that you ghosting, that nigga may be sitting in your inbox right now.
Absolutely. So, last question. A lot of people say they want to date or marry their best friend. What do y'all think about that? What you think about that real quick?
I divorced, man.
Okay. What about you? What about you, Big Dog?
I think that's important. I think that's important. If the person you with, if you don't like them, how y'all gonna make it work?
I mean, you can still. I mean, you got, I don't think you got to be my best friend for me, and I can still like you. You know what I mean?
Nah, cause then I feel like I'm selling. If I can't laugh as hard with you as I laugh with my friends, or I you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
my best friend. Yeah, I tell like you, yeah, it's, know, a little, man. It's a little different. I mean, but I mean, to each his own.
To each his own. Yeah. The women that I've been with, I've had connections with them where.
Oh yeah, you definitely got to have a connection, yeah, but best friend connection, like, is a little different.
But it's crazy because like anytime I've celebrated a milestone, whoever the woman I was with at the time, that's the first person I go to.
Yeah, you want to call them first.
And like, I can't talk to my homeboys about everything because we just niggas. Yeah, like,
yeah, they don't care.
I try to ask my homeboys like, you know, man, how you know where your daddy at, man? You met your daddy before? Oh nah, I ain't met him. But you seen the game last night? Like, they don't want to talk about that at all. Yeah, yeah. So I'd be like, okay, well, so yeah, I feel if you can find a best friend and somebody who fits all
it's
those other things.
Yeah. Being a best friend is a
that
plus.
Boy got a heart with the face.
It's a cherry on top.
That polarity. I got you. Let me talk the podcast where we keep it 1,000 cause 100 ain't enough. Go ahead, give me your social media, man. You want folk to follow you?
Social media is chef_ford_tough. I do cater, I do cook, and I'm working on a food truck right now.
That boy ain't got no kids, got a good job, and he cook. God,
work for the fire department. Yeah.
And
what?
Yeah, we definitely do that. I'm just kidding. What's your social media?
It's a physical therapist. FITSICAL. It's kind of weird. Therapist. I don't cook, but
he got the face.
But and I changed tires.
The face. And he's the bride.
I change oil. I'm honest. I don't cheat. I'm not arrogant, narcissistic, or none of that stuff.
And that's important.
Yeah,
that so is
like,
important.
I got a lot of good quality, but I can't cook though, so don't ask me. That ain't gonna happen. And I promise, I will buy your movie ticket. I'll buy your food, all that. I will.
Damn,
yeah,
my nigga.
I will. Cassie asked me.
How that dude?
Hey man, listen. They are right now talking about when is this Men Versus Women podcast coming soon.
Yeah,
let me talk the
that.
Podcast.
I'm here for it.
Well, we keep 1,000 because 100 ain't enough. We'll see y'all next Wednesday. Smitty, take me out of here, but y'all are fools.
100 Switch it up, discuss the new ways to make the money stack. No limit, Larry speaking all facts. From the North Cat to the South Cat. Let me talk.
Boy, just be yourself.
Facebook.
If people don't like you, if you're being yourself,
can you speak? Can he hit you with the hard truth? The uncut from the gut. He pulls no punch on this podcast. He blasts real-ish. Take on topics most folks won't deal with. Now that's that men's mentality. Give you a dose of entertainment and reality. That balance of make you laugh and think. So hear him when he say, let me talk to the folk on the street. Talk to the incarcerated and liberated. Let me talk to the judges, politicians and lawyers, trap boys, hustlers and soldiers, men and women, no matter what color, creed or religion. That's what No Limit Larry is giving. The truth, shining the light, walking the walk. Giving perspective from his perspective. You tapped in, you listening, well good. Welcome to Let Me Talk.
Y'all know what it is, man. Wednesday night, we're a little late, man. You know, the rain, man, knocked power out, did all that kind of stuff. But we here, and man, shout out to everybody who went through that rain, got through that rain, got through that storm. You know, rain symbolizes a rebirth or a new birth. So, you know, wash out the old and bring in the new. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to wash out y'all old hoes and bring in some new hoes. Okay, I'm just playing.
You a prophet?
Yeah, something like that. Let me talk the podcast. We'll keep it 1,000 because 100 ain't enough. First off, got a special announcement for the podcast. You know, first off, we broadcast live from 8432 Old Statesville Road, Zooway. If you need any of that Charlotte gear, we got new colors in. We got the red in. We got the Concord still in here. We got the Eastland in here. John C. Smith. We got the Winston-Salem State. We got the, yeah, so for all your homecoming, you want to rep the city, come through, man. We got it all. We got the my favorite right now is the baseball line. The baseball line going crazy. And the new gear I got on, this is also by Zooway. Just Pray. Shout out to Real My Kid. This is her line. Just Pray. Got a scripture on the front and the back. So shout out to Real My Kid. You know what I mean? Sometimes that's what you got to do. You got to just pray. Smitty got on the Concord edition tonight and showing y'all the baseball stuff. You know what I mean? We got a straight show love to Zooway, man. They let us steal their stove every Wednesday. Also on the podcast, coming to the podcast in September, we'll be doing a feature artist of the week. So every Wednesday, we'll feature artists. Get your songs in. You can drop them in my email at IamNoLimitLarry. And if you want to be the feature artist of the week, shoot me a DM and we'll talk. That's all I'm going to say, we'll talk. Okay? Feature artist of the week, we'll play your song. Me and Smitty will talk about it. If it's bullshit, we'll tell you it's bullshit. But we gonna listen to it before then, so we ain't gonna even let no bullshit come on here. So say it like that. We're coming in September. We'll be doing Friday night Zoom, where we'll be letting you artists come on and get the Zoom link, sit down for you got. We're gonna give you 5 to 8 minutes, play your song. Everybody be like, bro, listen to my song, bro. Listen to my song, bro. You know what I mean? So we're gonna give you a chance to come into Zoom with myself and some other guests. Be me, Smitty, and some other folks on the panel. We'll listen to your song, whatever you want to put in your 5 to 8 minutes. We give you some advice. You got questions about what to do with your craft, we'll help you out with that. If you got an album coming out, you need the help picking a single. You got, we'll start them off with 8 minutes. We'll give you 8 minutes starting off. All right, that's also going to come with a price, so DM me for prices, okay? Smitty like to eat, you know what I mean? Smitty like to eat, like to eat. All right, so let's get to the podcast tonight. Let me talk the podcast where we keep it 1,000 because 100 ain't enough. Y'all know back last year we did the single woman panel. I brought on two guests. They was both in their 30s. They was talking about dating. They was talking about, you know, how the dating game is since COVID hit. Those are two females. You know, we got it from the female perspective. Tonight, I got two of my partners, and I ain't got a lot of partners that's single. Like, most of my partners is taken. Like, they married. Like, they taken. So, like, they... Yeah. So I said, it was tough. I was like, I got to find some dudes to single because they're all my partners. They're like, nah, bro, we ain't doing that, bro, we ain't going to do that there, nah. Yeah, we together, but we ain't together, so yeah, I can't come on that show. So I had to call some cats I knew that was really single. So I'm going to let my man right here introduce himself. He's been on the podcast before another time with something else we doing.
Yes, sir. My name is Dr. Rasan McMillan. Just happy to be here today, ready to give my opinion on what's going on. I'm a physical therapist in Charlotte, North Carolina. Work on Betty's Ford Road. Sports and spine physical therapy. Come check me out. Your back hurting, neck hurting, foot hurting, all that.
He one of them. He one of them. Your back hurt. Come see me. You. Let me rub you down.
Let
physical
rub
therapy.
You down.
Perks.
Hot oils.
We call them perks.
single with the good hair. With the good hair.
Happy endings and shit.
That's my dog, man. We connected about a year ago, and we've been going strong. We've been going tight. And this is my right hand, man. My ace go ahead and tell the people who you is who don't know.
Hey, man, this is my name. My name is Jimmy, Larry Right Hand Man, like I say. Hey, I got a book out on this shit. You can go to Amazon. It's Not All Dogs Have the Same Bite. Go ahead and get that. It's only $7.99.
Go and get your book. That boy got a book out for real. I got smart friends. I got doctors, niggas, authors, niggas with books. You know what I mean? Yeah, look, I got smart friends. So let's dive right in this thing. So when I had the ladies on, we talked about dating, the dating game. So both of y'all have been in the dating game. So how has the dating game changed for both of you in the last 5 years? You first, Doc.
Me first?
You first, Doc.
I ain't been single 5 years. So,
Well, but, okay,
yeah,
so.
I ain't been single 5 years.
So. The girl you was talking to before y'all broke up, how did y'all, like, how did y'all date? Like, how did that process go? And then, you know, how did you connect with her? Because, you know, it's, connection is different these days.
Right, no doubt. So the girl I was with, I met her in school. So I graduated about 3 years ago. And it was real smooth. Like, the way we met was real, how you say, organic. We were just in school doing the same thing. So, The backstory is kind of crazy, but I won't get into that. But it was just smooth. It just kind of happened. And we broke up. It's been about a year now. So ever since that year, I've been dating a little bit. But the dating game is definitely weird. I don't know if it's in a good way or a bad way. But
what do you mean weird? Explain your weird.
It's weird. I don't know. So it's funny. I think I've adjusted to the fact that women want you more when you don't want them. It's weird like that.
Okay.
Stupid shit.
It's weird like that, but that's real shit. So a woman that you actually might be interested in, you can't be too thirsty.
So you saying that the women don't want you when you want to put when you want to take them out, you want to spend time with them all the time. They don't want that.
Right. So hold on, let me get in my bag a little bit.
Yeah, come on.
So the stuff they put on TV, I feel like it is fake. You got we got Family Matters, we got, you know, Steve Urkel chasing Laura Winslow for years.
Yep.
And finally he got her.
Right.
And then you got you know, like stories like that, like repeated over and over. But if you sweat a woman, they not gonna give you no play.
You gotta back up a little bit.
You gotta back up and you gotta be on your purpose. A woman like when a man is on their purpose. So when she see you out, it's like being a lion in the jungle. When she see you out, your main fresh, you out here killing, eating what you kill.
Yeah.
That's what they like, and they smell it on you. And then when you just living like that, then it's nothing. You don't have to have
no
game.
You know, that's contrary though, because what we see online, we see these women post, "Oh, I want this kind of dude. Nope. I want a man want to spend time with me. Right. I want a man to be all in and take pictures with matching pajamas and shit on." I see it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I see it. Yeah. I ain't in it, but I see it.
Yeah.
So you saying that ain't what they really want?
That ain't really what they want. They don't want that until after you done already. Maybe like late on down the line when y'all together for a while, then she wants you to show her some of that attention. But if you come off the gate strong like that, like I want to be bringing you flowers and I want to wear matching jumpsuits off the same day, she gonna be like,
what's wrong with dudes?
Yeah. So you trying to say they don't know what they really want?
Nah, they don't. They don't know.
All right, Simi. Your dating story is a little different right now.
Yeah, my shit a little different. I recently just my divorce became final in March. So
real quick.
Congratulations.
How long was you married, big dog? How long was you married?
I was married for a full year.
Okay. Stop laughing, Smitty.
I thought you were gonna say longer than that.
Stop laughing, Smitty.
And the bad thing about it, nigga, could tell you shit. I dropped a bag on the motherfucking wedding.
You dropped the bag on the outfit.
Like, I had a whole wedding weekend. I ain't just have a day. I had, like, a picnic at the crib. Like, family coming in from out of town because I'm from Miami. Yeah. She from Miami. It was like some old, like, some welcome home Roscoe Jenkins shit. It was just like everybody was just commingling. And, like, it's crazy that 2020, like, I was supposed to move back home to Miami January of 2020.
Right.
And COVID hit. So job was on freezes and stuff like that, but that didn't stop me from putting in job applications. Only downfall about moving back home to Miami, they want your first language to be Spanish.
Damn. Yeah.
Because it's Cuban America.
Yeah.
Like Cubans run it down there and stuff like that. So it's kind of hard to find a job and stuff like that. But you know, that didn't deter me from looking because I know when I told this girl to marry me, that was going to be shit, I got to go back home, even though I didn't want to. So, you know, long story short, like, we was vibing, we were still keeping communication, but the day I got married, May 26, 2019, I got a call May
26, 2020. God damn.
The motherfucker woke up. I don't know what type of mood she was in. I'm happy. Nigga, I'm on Instagram early. I'm posting old wedding photos. I'm like, shit, I made it to a year.
Oh,
I get to work and I can send something off. Like, I was FaceTiming her. I can send something off.
Right.
And it was just like, what's up with you? Yeah. And she was like, I kid you not. Until this day, I don't know why we got divorced. That motherfucker said, I'm tired.
I'm tired.
That's it.
Damn.
Mind you, we never got a chance to live together because we was apart. Because she's in the service.
Yeah.
So she's in the service
in
Miami.
She's in the military.
Military.
Okay.
So we never got a chance to live together. But, you know, I go down there frequently. I went down there like shit at least once, twice a month.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, private jet, Allegiant, you know, mm-hmm. get me down there.
Oh, so, yeah, that's our jet right now.
Yeah, so, but like.
Shout out to my Allegiant
so
Palace.
So the crazy part about the story is, so after she told me she wanted a divorce, I'm like, nah, I ain't going for that. Like, I'm for the fight for my marriage. Like, I'm going to live by my vows.
Right.
So in June, I get a call from Aflac in Miami, and they was like, hey, we want to offer you the job. This is what you're going to be making. This is what you're going to be doing. Yada, 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 shit. I call her. I'm thinking this going to change.
Yeah, yeah.
All the attitude. She was like, okay.
Yeah, that's true.
I was like, so we fussing at 3 o'clock in the morning. Mama come out the room. And mama like, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, hold on. Pause. But y'all, Simmons mama is a rider. Like, I know y'all probably done met some dudes. Mama ride with them to the death. Simmon mama is a rider.
Yeah, so
if she fuck with you, she fuck with you. If she don't, she don't. That's it. Point blank period.
And so she was ready to call my cousins and stuff down there for them to roll up on her and everything.
I just was like, listen,
I can have her ass knocked off for X amount of dollars. Da, da, da. Like my mama was really hot because she understand like I loved her and her son.
Right.
Like they was mine. So we fussing at the I got the job. That Thursday, Friday morning at 2 o'clock in the morning, we're arguing, and her words exactly was, if you move down here, we're going to be like roommates. She said, we're going to be married and miserable, and it's just not going to work out.
So y'all done had no problems?
Listen, bruh, like, I called my dog, I was like, I'm getting ready to plan my going away party. You know what I mean? That's my dog. So I was like, shit, we got down. I'm about to see my dog one last time. We got down. I'm finna plan my big dog a going away party. We about to turn up. You know what I mean? I call him like, what's up, big dog? What's up? But goddamn, shit, you got down going to Miami? Nah, we need to talk. The fuck?
Yeah, bro, I need to pull up on you. I don't need to say this shit over the phone.
I'm like, what?
And like, the shit really fucked with me for about a good 3 months, bro, like hard.
Yeah.
And like, because it was like, I used, like, after I got off work, I used to just go walking. And I just walked because I'm thinking in my head, like, I fucked up my marriage, but I don't know how I fucked up my marriage.
Yeah, because there's no explanation.
So, you know, I'm talking to Larry, I'm talking to my mom, I'm talking to all my close friends, but it's not giving me no closure.
Right.
So what I decided to do, I decided to go to therapy. Okay. And I know us black men don't go to therapy because we think that we're so macho and so and shit like that.
No, we just ain't going
so, I'm talking to the therapist, and, like, he put this shit in perspective because he has no dog in the fight. He don't know me from a can of paint. He don't know her from a can of paint.
Right.
So he just, you know, he just put it in perspective, and it was like, that's what's up. Like, and after we came from Larry's son's boys trip in the mountains, like, the straw that broke the camel back was, like, Mother's Day, I sent her a lot of shit for Mother's Day. Mind you, we still beefing. But I told her, I was like, hey, your gift is coming late. So I'm just telling you now, I don't want you to think I'm out here trying to buy you a makeup gift. I'm just telling you your gift is coming late. She said, all right, cool. She's in the tarot reading and all that stupid shit.
That shit's stupid now.
Yeah, so
it was cool back then.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that shit was cool back then. Nah, it's stupid.
Like, for real? A 7 of Wands? Like, what that shit is? Like, I was really into that shit at first. Like, I was saging in there. Yeah. And now the shit,
I feel you.
Like, I'm stupid as fuck. Like,
yeah, I feel you. 100%.
So she gets the cards, and it's like African cards, but they have all the affirmations and stuff on it. And she texts my phone while we was in the mountains.
Right.
I didn't get the text until we got down from the canoe trip.
Yeah.
And she wrote in my inbox, she said, I got the card. She said, I'm going to cherish them with the rest of my life. I love them. And I wrote this bitch back, and I was just like, I wish you cherished me as your fucking husband. Then you cherished me some materialistic thing. But that kind of gave me that sign like, this ain't it.
Right.
So, yeah, I was mad about the money and all that other shit. But, like, ever since then, like, I just been chilling and stuff like that. And to harp on what you said, girls don't want you to chase them all the time. Like they don't want that energy. They want somebody that has a life, but also can squeeze them in at the same time.
Right.
They want you to go. You know, you got business to go. This, that, and the third.
Right.
But when she call you, you able to be like, hey, baby, okay, hey,
I'm over there.
Larry, I can't chill with you today.
Yeah.
I'm going to go take her to the movies.
Right.
Like she wants to be that priority. But at the same time, some girls don't just want you under them all the time. Yeah. But then you have the ones that do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't want you out their fucking sight.
Have y'all met those kind, the ones that do want you under them all the time?
Oh, yeah. So that's the thing. That's really all of them once you get past the first little bit.
It's like a layer of onions.
Like, once you get past that first little layer and you actually get into whatever the inner layer of the onion is, then they don't want you to go nowhere. It's crazy. But yeah. I want to say I respect you for fighting for your marriage, big dog. And I respect you for going to therapy. I've been going to therapy for about a year now.
Led you to therapy, my dog?
So
have the lamb stop crying.
Goddamn Gail.
What led you to therapy?
I was, so me and my ex, we was in therapy for about a year before we broke up. So I had really just continued it after that. I was like, let me get back in therapy. And instead of doing couples therapy with her, it was more therapy just with me. Shout out to my man Kareem. I went to him like twice a week for a while. He was really helping me deal with everything, unpacking like stuff from my past, like stuff you don't even know you're dealing with.
Attachment
issues, abandonment issues, things like that manifest in your relationship.
So let me ask you this. Since you're talking about, you know, we deal with issues that we don't even know we deal with. And I think we as men, we do that a lot and we don't even talk about it because we don't.
Yeah.
We sit in the barbershop and we talk about stuff, but we don't talk to the point where we get deep with it.
Yeah.
You know, until we really with our homeboys.
Yeah.
But we don't really talk to other men about our issues like that. You know what I mean? Like women do. Women meet a girl today and tomorrow, that's her best friend.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Guys, we're a little more sheltered.
We keep you at a distance.
Yeah, we keep you at a distance. Yeah. For the most part, it takes a while before we open up to a dude to tell him about what's really going on.
Yeah.
So what do you think, like what mistakes do you think you made? Number one, in the dating game, both of y'all. And number two, what mistakes did you make in your last relationship?
In my last relationship, I probably was a little bit, I could have been more affectionate in my last relationship.
Okay.
I never really seen, like when I grew up, my grandma and my grandpa, like all I seen them was like cuss each other out. Grandma cussed my granddaddy out.
Yeah. Old school.
And they never slept in the same room. Wow. So it was just like they lived two separate lives. So I'm thinking, that's normal. So that's how I moved in both of my previous relationships. I just kind of moved like that, but not realizing women like to be, you know, touched and petted, and you know they like words of affirmation, and you know you got to figure out their love language, and they want to talk about shit and all that type of shit. So,
and you got to act like you want to listen.
So you think that's the mistake you made in your last relationship?
Absolutely.
Not being affectionate.
Yeah, my last two relationships.
Okay.
And then in the dating game, shit, the day game been sweet for me recently. Probably in the beginning, just being too thirsty, thinking that women want you to be thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, DMing people, calling people in the like saying good morning text. I don't send good morning texts no more.
Oh, you do? You
won't get no good
but
morning.
But women text. Like that. I think like women like that.
They don't like that.
They're like once a week, not every day.
They want that shit from a certain person.
You're
right.
Because they may have 10 good morning texts, but that one good morning text waking them the fuck up like, ooh, bitch.
Yeah, that nigga love me.
Right, so you got to get in that lane first. You got to get in that lane so that they respect that energy. And it's not thirsty energy, because you got to think the world is made for women to succeed in the dating game.
Yeah.
On Instagram, your woman, if she look any kind of good, she probably getting 20, 50 DMs every day. So that's nothing to them. You got to look at it like, if I'm at the sand and if I'm at the beach and you bringing me sand, I don't want no more sand. I got plenty of sand already. So you can't come at me Like trying to get at a woman through her DMs is almost impossible.
Yeah. But that's the way. But that's the way of the world now. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's the way. That's like not the way of the world. It is the way of the world. But it's like a new way of quick communication.
Yeah. Yep.
Like you don't always got to go to the club. You don't always got to go out to the grocery store. Like I can see you on the gram and bam, there it is. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. But it's got to be a way you play it. It's real funny. It's real funny. Like, if I'm interested in somebody on Instagram, I don't text nothing thirsty. I might just like something. Yeah. I might just put my face out there. put my face out there.
Oh, put your face out there.
Put my brain.
Yeah, put your brain on your face out there.
When I put my face out there, they gonna
oh, they gonna jump on the face. They gonna jump on the face.
Like, not my face, but like my presence. They gonna go to the page. They gonna see what I'm doing. And then I'm not gonna do nothing else for about 2 weeks, three weeks.
Yeah, you gonna chill out.
I be having stuff simmering, dog. Like, I done had women try to get at me from months ago, but I've been like sending like little like basic stuff,
yeah,
and then it like pay off later. This game is patience, dog. It be women.
It's like fishing. It's a waiting game.
I done forgot about. I was, oh, I did think you was kind of cute back then, and then like she be like, dang, why he ain't said nothing recently?
That shit fucking with her.
And they don't understand. They like, hold up, every other man is on me hard.
Why this nigga?
Why he ain't?
Yeah,
he must got options. He must be valuable.
You
know what I'm saying?
I got you.
So your value increased. Man, look, this game crazy, bro.
So let me ask you, big dog, what mistakes you made in the dating game and what mistakes you made in your previous relationship?
Damn, mistakes I fucking made is got cared too goddamn much.
Okay. A lot of like, I think a lot of men make that mistake.
But see, the crazy thing about it is when my ex-wife, when I moved to Charlotte in 06, like, in my head, she was supposed to be, she was it. I met her when she was 16, mm-hmm. and I was just thinking in my head, like, she gonna be my wife.
Okay.
Regardless of what.
Yeah.
Mind you, when I moved up here, I lost contact with this girl. I'm up here fucking with girls in Charlotte.
Yeah.
But I'm telling them, like, nah, we can't get too close.
Yeah. Right.
Because I got something back home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mind you, this girl done got married.
Oh.
This girl done
So y'all wasn't even like that.
In the meantime, she got
in the meantime,
there.
Bro.
So y'all wasn't even like that. You just knew.
Yeah, I'm,
okay, I got
this
you.
Is me, man. This is
they're
me
manifesting.
This is
manifesting.
This is me doing whole shit. Well. I'm gonna call it like it is. Because females sit down and think about niggas and be like, okay, this is what my marriage gonna be like. This is
right, this is what I'm supposed to. Right.
This is me doing whole shit.
I got you.
So this is me on my whole shit. Like,
I got you on your whole shit.
I'm gonna fuck these hoes up in Charlotte.
Yeah, but that's my bitch back home.
That's it.
I got you.
So
I done been there.
So. Like I said, she got married in 2012. She was married for 4 years.
Okay.
Damn.
We didn't get back in contact until her last year in her marriage when they was about to get a divorce. And she got a divorce in November of 2016. We started back talking March of 2017.
So she never really gave herself time to heal from that.
And that's why I fucked up. That's why I fucked up. I fucked up.
Okay.
Because she came back to me because I was safe.
I got you.
You got to think, we was talking since we were 16.
Right.
So
right,
around right. me, now she can decompress and be herself.
Right, yeah. right.
Like
right,
she can live her life. She can have fun. She's not getting judged because she was getting judged in her previous marriage.
Mm.
And so she was able to live life like, you know, be free. Mm-hmm. And in 7 months, I asked her to marry me.
That was fast. But you have been sitting on that since you were 16.
Yeah, we was already sitting on this.
Yeah.
We went to motherfucking to the train to the train shit that's in Statesville, to the North Pole and all that shit. We got, it was all on their website, all that shit. I planned to sit out and everything. And like, it was dope, but like I said, I don't think I gave her time to heal as a person.
Right, right.
Because all the mental and physical stuff that she went through with him, she never got a chance to heal as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Because even while we was going through our divorce, it was just like, let's go talk to somebody. And the moment she said is, I don't want to talk to nobody because I don't want nobody to fix me.
Huh?
You're broken.
A lot of people like that though.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of black men, I think, and you're the doctor and you're a therapist, but I think that's why a lot of black men don't want to go to therapy because they don't want to feel like they're broken.
Yeah.
Or they don't want to feel like something is wrong with me. I think it's hard for a lot of people to admit, hey, it's something wrong with me. And I think that's why a lot of us black men don't go to therapy because we've been told so long, we've been dogged for so long, we don't want to hear nobody else to tell us something wrong with us.
And I went to therapy because this was my motto. I went to therapy because I wanted to come out this situation better, not bitter. Because if I didn't go to therapy, I'd be a dog. Larry, you know, we
I don't want to know. I don't,
like, I'm just saying, we go I don't know. No, no, no. I don't know. Places. No, no, no. No, no.
No, 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 no. I don't want to know. No. No, I don't. No, no. Yeah, I don't know. No, yeah. No, no.
But
no.
I'm the real shit, like, even in my separation, like, I wasn't talking to nobody. I wasn't giving nobody that energy.
Yeah, because that's smart.
At the same time, I was still respecting my vows. Even though she didn't want to, yeah. I was still respecting my vows. Like, I wasn't talking to nobody. I had motherfuckers sending me pictures, sliding my, like, I had crazy shit. Like, I'm telling them, like, hey, I'm going through a divorce. They was like, well, shit, let me send you something to make you. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Let me cheer you up.
Yeah. No, I can't. Yeah. I want to. I want to jump in this car and go do it, but I can't do it. Right. So, like, when my divorce became, like I said, when my divorce came final in March, it was just like, I'm at that point in my life, like, I'm still chilling. Like, I'm still chilling. I'm still trying to trying to put this shit behind me before I move forward and carry the baggage of somebody else.
Right. So, right. Yeah, that's real.
So that's now, real. Both of y'all in a date game. You just recently broke up. Yeah. You recently divorced. You back on your whole shit, or you looking for somebody special? You looking for somebody special, you on your whole shit. Be honest.
So, go ahead. You can go for it.
I can't do the whole shit, bro.
Okay, I got you.
I can't, like, I got a lot of friends,
yeah,
that live that life,
yeah,
and I just like, I'm just chilling, like I'm I talk to somebody right now, and like,
yeah,
you know, and again, she from the crib.
You like the mama girl going back down now?
I can't help it, bro.
Going back down now? Huh? Can't okay. help it, bro. Keep going down now.
It's the way they talk.
Keep going in the same pond.
But I'm just saying, it's the way they talk.
Might need to put the fish in. Like, I'm in your pole in another pond.
Nah, bro. It's the way she talk. Like, what the fuck you doing, nigga? Like, that shit excites me.
I got you.
Like,
I got you.
That's what I grew
you
up
like,
on.
You like what you like?
That ain't
you
cool.
You like what you like?
A North Carolina girl, she come to me like, "Hey, boo," and I'm like, "Nah, bitch. You gotta come at me, bitch. Be a girl."
Oh, that's some North Carolina girls out there like that too.
Yeah.
Depending on where you go.
Yeah, so it's just like, I'm like I said, me and her just talking right now, because she literally helped me through my transition.
Yeah.
Like, she gave me something to focus on while I was going through my divorce.
Yeah.
So that's why the energy, and me and her got history as well, too. So that's why it's just like, hopefully it click. If it don't, man, fuck it, I'm on my whole shit.
Yeah. What about you, Doc? You on your whole shit? You looking for somebody special, or you just chilling? What's
man,
going on?
I'm following my purpose, man. I'm locked in at my job, trying to make that pop, trying to help the community where I'm born and raised in.
Yeah, we definitely doing that.
I'm working with United Council for Change with No Limit Larry. Yep. He put me in good positions to help my community. Appreciate what you did for me while having that July event.
Oh yeah.
And then I got a trucking business I just started, so.
You get to the bag.
Nah, but for real, like,
you hot commodity out here.
Man,
it's
really
the face. It's the face.
I'm plug my face.
I'm gonna send him my face.
I'm gonna send him my face. I'm gonna send him me.
Nah, but well, I
got
don't
a trucking business. He a doctor for this community. You got any kids?
No kids.
Ah,
no kids.
You got any kids?
Nah, I ain't got no kids.
Neither one of y'all got kids, but y'all a hot commodity. They got good jobs.
Fire
they got their own business.
Yeah.
Them boys
yeah.
in the community, they ain't got no kids. Yeah. But well, listen.
I really don't have
I'm
no
sitting
time.
Up
fuck them kids.
Now, do y'all want kids? Do you want kids?
No.
You don't want like but your marriage, she
yeah,
had a
yeah,
kid.
She had a kid. But
you good with kids.
If though. I meet somebody and they yeah. have kids, that shit don't bother me. But as right. far as having my own, I don't need. Like, I'm selfish. My mom told me, if I have a kid, all the inheritance and shit gonna go to the kid. Fuck that kid. Me and my sister got dogs. I got dog babies. Fuck the kids.
Your sisters don't have kids either?
My sister don't got kids either. She got two dogs.
What about you? Yeah. You want kids? I'm not talking to him no more. You want kids, sir?
I mean, somebody, I read somewhere, heard somewhere that your life won't, you won't feel fulfilled if you don't have no kids. So eventually I'll pop some okay. out. But
how old you?
32.
Okay.
So eventually I'll pop some out. But
how old are you?
35.
Okay. Yeah. 35, so, 32. See, men in their 30s, no kids, because you know that's a rarity.
No record.
Yeah, no record.
Yeah.
No record. Got their own business in the community. I'm sitting up here with
$1 million
niggas up here. They just don't know
I
it.
Wish.
On the way. Now I'm talking manifest. About, you know, nah, for real, that's a rarity right now. You know, just like meeting a woman with no kids in her 30s is a rarity. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Push your tray.
I wouldn't necessarily.
Let me keep it 1,000.
I had to think about that one.
Trash.
Let me talk to the podcast. We'll keep it 1,000 because 100 ain't enough. I'm a single man panel. Got my man.
Why not?
Doc McMillan got my man Simi in the building, a.k.a. Chef Ford Tough. We're just talking about dating game from a male's point of view. So we talked about mistakes that y'all have made.
Yeah.
What mistakes have you encountered from women, you know what I mean, in this dating game? What mistakes have you? I'll start with you this time. What mistakes have you?
Well, like I said.
Because you got a lot of friend girls that come to you with problems.
Yeah, I got a lot of besties.
Yeah. They come to you with problems.
I got a lot of besties.
Yeah, nah, for real. Nah.
I got a lot of besties.
Nah, they tell them
problems. That shit been since high school, like. But yeah.
Women just like stuff from a male point of view.
The shit that turned me off for a girl is like for instance, most of the ones that I met here that had kids allowed me to meet their kids within weeks. Mind you, you don't know me from a can of paint. You don't know my background. You don't know nothing about me, but you introduced me to your kid.
Right.
You got to understand, kids get attached.
They do.
And then you get attached to the kid.
Yeah, so, as a dude.
As a dude, you get attached to the kid because you playing with the son, or you playing with the daughter, you playing dolls and all that shit.
Go to sleep, little
boy. Yeah. but that's what I'm saying. Like,
go to sleep, Jim.
They gotta you gotta like in this world, bro. This shit crazy. You gotta better vet the people that you talking to. I understand that you feel comfortable with me,
right?
But I could just be doing. I could be a wolf in sheep clothing. I could just be luring you in and just fucking up your whole family.
Yeah.
Like, and the number one thing I hate for a girl to put herself down, like talk bad about herself, like oh, babe, I look fat in it. Oh, like bitch, don't do that in front of me.
Right.
Like, don't talk highly of yourself. Because I'm going to talk highly of myself, regardless of what the case may be. Like, carry yourself with confidence. And it's a lot of girls that don't do that. It's a lot of girls that look for validation on Instagram. Mm. That validation comes from 40 niggas in their DM. Like, oh, bitch, I'm popping because I got these niggas in my DM. Right. No, but you miserable at fucking night. Because on your goddamn Instagram story, you hugging a body pillow talking about something, I'm lonely. And you drawing a stick figure, like, this nigga laying next to me. You're doing all this stupid shit for attention. And then when the right nigga that's trying to give you that attention, you ain't giving him no play.
Right.
So, that's just my frustration with him.
That was a whole lot. What about you?
Yeah, you frustrated.
Man, that nigga mad. That nigga mad, man. Fuck that wine. He need some liquor. We need some Hennessy Crown and Casamigos mixed together. God damn, LeBron.
I was like, damn, I ain't that mad. I had to think of some stuff. Let me think.
Nah, those are good points.
That's
though.
Very good points. Very good points. I think being too clingy, that turns me off because I be having stuff to do, moves I gotta make.
Right.
I you can't be expecting me to spend a certain amount of time with you. Sometimes I just can't do it. So that pushes me away. Women that don't got nothing to talk about. Besides,
you like to talk. You're a person that you like.
I mean,
outside of text, you like to talk.
Yeah, about well, okay. not even so much that.
Or either like dinner phone conversation.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
like
dinner table conversation.
Somebody that like you done read a book in the past year or two. Like,
right.
Like I like people that read. Like, I read often. I got Audible books, so I'm big on reading. So if I feel like I can't talk to you about something, or we gonna be talking about shots.